The Dorito Effect. In The Dorito Effect, The Surprising New Truth About Food and Flavor, 2015, Mark Schotzker explores how artificial flavorings influence the American diet. Schotzker suggests that the growing use of synthetic flavors might be a major factor behind the rising rates of obesity. Since the 1960s, spending on diet products in the U.S. has surged dramatically. However, Americans have become heavier over this period, with obesity rates rising sharply in the 1980s and 1990s. By the late 1990s, the number of obese American adults had more than doubled compared to the 1960s, showing that higher spending on diet products hasn't effectively tackled obesity. This issue is not limited to the U.S., the global number of overweight and obese individuals is also growing. Modern nutrition and spice use. Nutrition can be complex, and there's no single reason why many people are overweight or obese. However, food has evolved from being merely a source of energy to a potential health risk. One significant change since the 1800s is in how we use flavor. While spices have always been enjoyed, their use has surged by over 500% since 1918. This increase is partly because of a trend towards more diluted flavors, making spices more essential. Changes in food production and flavor. In the latter part of the 20th century, animals like poultry have been bred to produce meat more efficiently. Today's chickens are fed a diet high in carbohydrates to get them market ready much quicker than before. However, this grain-based feed lacks the variety of nutrients found in chickens that eat insects, seeds, grass, and table scraps. As a result, the large breasts of commercially raised chickens don't have the same rich flavor as traditionally raised ones. Similarly, crops, especially tomatoes, are grown intensively to increase yields, but this often means sacrificing flavor. Intensive farming methods, such as irrigation and fertilizer use, focus mainly on boosting production, leading to bland and less nutritious harvests compared to those from the past. Animal and human food choices. Research on goats, sheep, and cattle reveals that their food choices are tied to their nutritional needs. Animals naturally select foods that provide essential vitamins and nutrients at the right times. Humans have followed this instinct throughout history. Studies of children, sailors, and pregnant women show that people tend to choose foods that contain key nutrients to avoid diseases like rickets and scurvy. Our bodies need nutrients, which used to be naturally found in the flavors of food. But now, flavors are often made in labs to satisfy emotional needs and cravings. Scientists and food experts predict future flavor trends, but lab-created flavors don't always match the nutritional benefits of traditional, naturally grown foods. The truth about artificial flavorings. Artificial flavorings trick our senses by creating a false impression of variety. For instance, when we smell and taste something that is supposed to be strawberry flavored, we may think we're eating real strawberries, even though no actual strawberries are in the product. These fake flavors can also mislead us about the nutritional content of the food, confusing the real taste and nutrients. Fortunately, it's possible to make tasty dishes without using artificial flavors. Modern agriculture can offer foods that are both flavorful and productive, such as poultry from the Buckeye Recovery Project, Garden Gem tomatoes, Mayan Gold Furea potatoes, Rutgers Scarlet lettuce, and Mara des Bois strawberries. These varieties are grown for their taste and nutritional value. With careful farming and consumer demand, these foods can be produced in large quantities to be widely available. Food quality and nutrition. People are less likely to eat food that tastes bland. Nutrition is a complex topic involving vitamins, fats, amino acids, minerals, fiber, and energy. Generally, food that is flavorful and rich in taste is also more nutritious compared to bland food. Foods that get their taste from artificial additives often lack the nutritional value found in foods with natural flavors. Additionally, foods grown using fertilizers and irrigation tend to be less nutritious and flavorful than those grown with minimal farming practices. However, it is possible to grow food in large quantities without compromising its flavor. Just like other animals, humans need a variety of nutrients, but artificial flavors only mimic this variety without offering the real nutrients. Foods with fake flavors are often overconsumed. Babies start developing their taste preferences even before birth, as they experience flavors in the womb. Meat from animals that are raised on pasture and have time to grow tends to taste better than meat from caged animals fed mainly carbs. Chain restaurants often use pre-made, factory-flavored foods. Vitamin pills don't match the complexity of real foods, and there's no proof they improve health. Reducing synthetic flavors in your diet can help train your brain to crave less of them. Key points. 1. Despite increased spending on diet products, obesity rates have soared, reflecting their limited effectiveness. 2. The use of spices has increased by over 500% since 1918 due to diluted flavors, highlighting changing food trends. 3. Modern farming prioritizes production over flavor, leading to less nutritious and less flavorful meats and crops. 4. Animals naturally choose foods that meet their nutritional needs, a trait historically shared by humans. 5. Artificial flavors can deceive the senses, affecting both taste and perceived nutritional value. 6. Foods with natural flavors and minimal synthetic additives tend to be more nutritious and flavorful.